Here is the game that kept some of us up late last night. The Indianapolis Colts beat New England 38-34. The Colts now go to the Super Bowl to play the Chicago Bears, who knocked off New Orleans earlier in the day. And for the first time, two black head coaches will be in the Super Bowl. Joining us now to talk about the games is ESPN sports columnist Jamel Hill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the coach of the Colts first, Tony Dungy. He's up against Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots in that game last night. Belichick is obviously far more famous after winning some Super Bowls, but it was Dungy whose team kept coming back again and again.
Yeah, it was a very significant win, not only for Tony, but also I think for Peyton Manning and the whole Colts franchise who had yet to get over the hump. They've sort of been the favorite, I guess you can say, going on two straight years, maybe possibly three, depending on how you look at it. And it was a significant victory just because they finally sort of overcame their arch nemesis a little bit, the team that had tormented them more in the playoffs than any other. And so it was definitely significant on that end. And also I think it was important for Tony Dungy, too, after what happened in Tampa Bay with him sort of ending his time there because he was unable to win, quote, the big win or get to the big game. I think this was an important step in his career. And a lot of people were rooting for him from a sentimental perspective, just given the suicide of his son last year. And I think a lot of people in the league and his fans and other people know that he's one of the good guys in sports.
Let me just
a big moment.
Let me just mention, you said Peyton Manning, of course, he's the Colts quarterback who had a knock on him for not winning the big games until this one. Interesting coaching moment at the end of the first half. Colts are way behind. They have a chance to go for a touchdown. Manning seems to want to go for a touchdown, and it's the coach, Dungy, who says, no, be safe, kick a field goal, and then tells an interviewer at halftime, we're going to be fine, we're going to score at the beginning of the second half, and we're going to get right back in this ball game, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah, and I think that took a lot of courage because I think a lot of coaches in Tony Dungy's situation probably would have panicked and maybe thought that they would have needed to throw the ball a little bit more and kind of pass their way out of it or try to just get everything back in a couple of series and possessions. But I think it was important that, you know, he waited until the Colts offense gained a rhythm, and that's how they were able to attack. And all they needed to do was score on that first possession of the second half.
And all right, now tell me about the coaching matchup here between the Bears, Lovie Smith, and Tony Dungy, which is what we'll see at the Super Bowl.
It'll be interesting because, you know, they're both really good friends. Lovie Smith considers Tony a mentor. So I think there's a deep personal relationship there that we don't typically see in Super Bowls. But it'll be interesting just because you're going to have a team in Chicago, one of the best defenses in the NFL this year versus a sort of offense, a team that is known for their offense. So it'll sort of be like the best defense versus one of the NFL's best offenses.
In just a couple of seconds, do you see a favorite?
Yeah, I think that Indianapolis is going to be the heavy favorite for this one.
Over Chicago.
Over Chicago. They're going to be the heavy favorite, no question.
Okay, we'll be checking to see what happens. Jamel Hill of ESPN, thanks very much.
Thank you.
She's a sports columnist for ESPN. Indianapolis won to go to the Super Bowl, and Chicago won to get the other berth.